Blog Talk Radio.
You've tuned into Big Exclusives.
Please don't forget to subscribe to this channel now.
Now, welcome your host, Valerie Denise Jones.
All right, guys. It's about 5 p.m. and silly me put 4 p.m. as the time of this show. I'm starting off really wrong. It's okay. I hope you guys forgive me. Woo! Okay, so today's show is actually at 5. I'm programmed, so you have to forgive me. I am programmed to start shows at 4 p.m. versus 5. So this is a very, very special show, very special show for a very special person. Today we are going to talk to a songstress. She is with Double Exposure Media. Angelo is over there doing the darn thing. Let me just read a little bit from her bio, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the mics for a few people and let them introduce themselves, let them talk and engage and share some wonderful things and stories while we wait for today's guest, actually. Yeah, let's do that. All right, so I want to at this time welcome Rhonda, and I do see, I think I see LA in the building, and I see Raymond, and there are a few unfamiliar numbers. I'm kind of scared to open up the mics because I don't want to put nobody on the spot. But welcome, Rhonda and LA and Raymond to the show. How are you guys doing?
Great.
How are you doing today?
Hi.
Yes. Let me give you guys an applause. You know, I'm known for my sound bite. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Look at how I'm starting off today.
LA is doing fine, too.
Hey. How's the weather over there, LA?
Hey, Rhonda. Hey, Valerie.
I'm freezing. It's 18 degrees in New Jersey, so it's freezing here.
Oh, yes, it's freezing here, too, in Cleveland, Ohio.
Well, it's cold here, too, in Louisiana, but for a different reason, because of a bad call in the football game last night.
Oh my God, Colonel, are you still on that?
Yeah.
I can't let it go.
Are you still on that, Colonel? What are we going to do with you? Poor baby.
I can't let it go.
I am so sorry. Let me get some more testosterone on the phone and see if he cares. I got Supreme. Supreme on the line. Welcome, Supreme, to the show. How are you?
That's my buddy.
I'm good. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
Doing fine.
So, Supreme, are you just as salty? I don't know who your team is, so I don't know. But
Eagles.
Do you have the same team that Colonel has?
No, not really. My team is the Philadelphia Eagles, so
they beat us.
We were salty last week. Yeah, they beat us already, so I don't care what happened to them.
We were salty last week.
Although I was rooting for Andy and Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Kansas City, yeah.
And they dropped the ball. They dropped the bomb at the last, a little bit of overtime. Like, you know, it was two good games, man. But, you know, my team is out of it. I'm just sick of Tom Brady. I'm like, all right, we got enough of him. Somebody got to take
Thank
him out.
You.
So we did it.
Thank you.
Now, do you really think he's the greatest of all time, or he's just
no.
in a system that makes him seem great? You know,
I think he's a symbol of America. He's what America
exactly.
is. He's white America. So white America
exactly.
got a lot of things. They got a lot of things in place so they people can win easily. And he got a lot of things in place to make him look great. Because if anything, they don't talk about the other people on the team like they're the greatest of all time, or you know,
right.
Belichick is the greatest coach of all. They just got a good system. They got a good system, and it's cheap. They got the refs on their side. You see the guy put his hand on the quarterback, like basically touched him. They called it personal foul, interrupted the
and
quarterback.
And that was
propelled
him to the win.
But yeah, that was
you know,
he touched him. You can't touch Tom Brady, man.
look at the dual standards. Tom Brady got caught cheating with Deflategate, with the footballs, yep. deflating the footballs. Belichick got caught with Spygate, spying on the opponents and stealing their secrets. And they got a slap on the wrist. And because they're America's great white hope as far as football is concerned, now they got this whole scenario back up again. You remember it used to be the Boston Celtics against the Los Angeles Lakers? Now they, they're building this Super Bowl up as the East against West. They already got signs up talking about beat L.A.
Yep.
So
yep.
I think it was all programmed to end up this way. But that's just me.
Yeah,
I'm a soul loser.
It's not a thing.
It is what it is.
It's going to
generate a lot of money in Atlanta. Super Bowl is in New Orleans this year, right?
No, it's in Atlanta.
Okay, yeah, it's in Atlanta.
Yeah,
right, it's in Atlanta. So that's it.
And you know,
so they're going to meet, the East and the West going to meet in the South. It's perfect. The story
right,
is built.
Exactly.
trying to get everybody money now.
And you know the NFL is loving this. Even the players,
yes.
because they get part of the revenue from collective bargaining. When you got two
yep.
major market teams, you got Los Angeles that got over 3 million plus, and then you got Northeast and New England area that's got 2 or 3 million plus. And they're bringing all that revenue. They're buying all that NFL paraphernalia. They just, you know,
yep.
jumping at the bits, counting the dollars as they come in.
Only thing that was funny to me was at the end when he interviewed him and he's talking, Tom Brady's talking like this is his first time in the Super Bowl. I'm like, Jesus Christ, you should have been like, yeah, we doing it again. I'm so bored. I'm
yeah.
just coming to
now,
just like another day at work for me. He's like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Oh, Jesus Christ. I was like, oh, you knew you was going.
It did do.
You go every year.
Now, you got to realize what happens. They only play maybe 7 games a year to get there because 6 of the games they can rest their starters. They play
right.
Buffalo twice. There's no competition there. They play New York
right.
twice. Is there any competition there? And then they got Miami. You know, they play
yep.
that 6 games out the year where they can say, okay, we're going to put the B stream in. Let Tom get a few numbers up to pad his stats so he can try to get the most valuable player. But everybody else just rest and heal. Whereas in other divisions,
yep.
you got to play every week to be competitive.
Every week. And come in
so,
there broke up, hurt.
I'm proud
the Eagles got that far, man. So I'm proud of them. They did good. We got the thing last year, something I ain't never thought I was going to see in a lifetime. So I've seen it once. I'm happy. I can go to sleep now.
Now, you know, our secondary team was the Eagles because I like what they did. First of all, they
yeah.
brought in Randall Cunningham. I don't know if y'all remember.
Right.
Yeah, I knew you remember Randall Cunningham as quarterback.
Oh,
he's now coaching his daughter. As a high jumper, and then after that they brought in Donovan McNabb, and then they gave
yep.
Michael Vick a chance. So
yep.
where did all the black quarterbacks gravitate to mostly, and actually was considered,
yeah.
you know, as quarterbacks, and not as someone that was just fulfilling a role or pretending to be quarterback.
Little backups or something, right? Exactly. Yeah, we this is the home of the underdog.
yep. But
bring us your criminals.
Yeah,
we'll take them.
Yeah,
they can
play.
We'll
talk about football. All right, Valerie.
I see
know
we are talking about.
Show.
We're waiting on.
Can't
you know,
help it.
Waiting
can't
on.
Help it.
Waiting on today's guest. I was just looking to see, outside of football, what else happened. Somebody's child was arrested, and I was trying to look through my email to see, but God dang. Carol Channing died. She was 97. Do you guys know who that is?
I remember her. Yeah.
Yeah. Hello,
Gabby.
What
did she?
You know.
Was she sing or dance or actor?
Yes.
She was a
everything.
She was a Broadway actress.
No, I remember
yeah.
the name. I just can't remember what she did.
Big name.
Saw a girl's best friend or something like that.
Are you kidding me, man? She was something. Yeah.
97.
Yeah.
That's a good life.
She was old.
I guess we.
She was old forever, though. I'm.
Yeah,
she was
old
like
when I was
always
young.
90.
yeah.
Always 90.
yeah, she was always an old lady.
But she was talented,
yeah,
that's for sure.
Yep, she and Betty White are both the same age. But Betty White's still kicking. She's 97
yeah.
as well.
I like Betty. I really do. It was Lionel Richie's son who was arrested.
I didn't know.
He
really?
Was arrested at the airport after allegedly claiming he had a bomb. He's 24
now
years
why?
Old.
Would he
arrested
that?
In London after making a bomb threat at the airport.
That's one thing you can't do and get away with it. Can't
I don't
have,
know if he thought that
I
was
will
funny.
Fire in a theater and you know, go to the airport until you got a bomb.
Right. I don't know whether he, I don't know.
Anything like that.
That's a sign of mental illness.
Exactly.
Right.
Or
especially a black man saying he got a bomb. He's lucky they didn't shoot him. Are
well,
you
I don't.
Right.
I'm not sure. I'm not
right.
certain. Lionel Richie's kids think they're black, though. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm about to say.
Yeah. They might be an exception to the rule. They might be considered others.
What does he look
like?
Well,
he's going to find out soon.
He looks biracial. Yeah, he definitely looks biracial. Definitely looks like his dad. He looks like a Latin version of Lionel Richie. Huh?
But coming from London, they would say that's Arab, the way he looks. With
yep.
he got the mustache.
He does.
And the dark hair.
Look
he
that.
Looks Arab.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I'm going to read a little bit
of this story. It says, Lionel Richie's 24-year-old son, Miles, was arrested in London after allegedly making a bomb threat at the airport. It says that he's in trouble after threatening to detonate a bomb at London's Heathrow Airport yesterday.
That's a problem.
According to eyewitnesses who spoke to TMZ. God darn it, that TMZ, I tell you, they be everywhere. But anyway, the witness became irate after he couldn't get on a flight. That's why he did that, because they wouldn't let him on the flight. It's unclear why he wasn't allowed on board. He allegedly then claimed he had a bomb in his bag and that he would detonate it if he wasn't let onto the plane. That was stupid. Security showed up, and Miles allegedly punched one of the guards.
Mm.
So he not only did he threaten, but he also assaulted someone. Does he not know how much his daddy is worth? Come on now. All right. So anyway, at this point, police reportedly detained the model and issued. Oh, he's a model, and issued him a caution. Oh, he didn't even got a spank on the hand. He was just issued a caution.
Right.
Accepting a caution in England is akin to owning responsibility for an offense. According to Metropolitan Police, Miles is neither booked nor charged with the crime. He does not have to appear in court, but the caution does go on his record. While the police did not confirm that the individual was Miles, a spokesperson for the department told TMZ that a 24-year-old man accepted a caution for communicating false communication, causing a bomb hoax, and battery following an incident at the airport. He is a model. He models all over the country, and he made his debut in New York Fashion Week in February of last year. He modeled for a bunch of people. He's the brother of Sophia and Nicole Richie. We know Nicole Richie is dating the Kardashian guy. That's probably another reason why they won't touch him.
I really don't know.
Yeah, and
he's
Lionel Richie, so
I don't follow
double
that.
Whammy.
I didn't know that.
Well,
didn't
actually,
know
you know, we live in a society as a whole that has a totally justice is not equally distributed. It's distributed
not.
On how wealthy you are. I mean, let me go to an airport anywhere, and I'm a retired military colonel. And say, from the Army, actually, and say, okay, I got a bomb. I'm going to detonate it. You think I would have gotten that treatment? I'll probably be.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
We're going to find out which terrorist cell I belong to. And they probably would have already did an investigation and investigated my whole family.
Your whole life.
To see if I had any connections to terrorists.
You would be locked up still right now while they were investigating it, okay? Period.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Hey, guys, if
this
she
crazy.
Isn't on the phone in, like, 6 minutes, then I'm just going to wrap the call because
okay,
I don't know what to say. Yeah, cause yeah. I'm like, we're just sitting here. Just I got a show tonight at 7. I hope you. I don't know if you guys have time, but April is on the line. Rhonda.
Hi, April.
April's on the line. Hey, April.
Hey, everybody. He's talking about the justice system and politics. You right up my alley.
Oh, I know. Miss April's in politics in Allentown, Pennsylvania, but she has a radio show as well. So introduce yourself, April, to everybody. This is my girl. This is my photographer. Yes.
Well, okay. the station I'm with is hot101.net. We have, you know, close to 100,000 listeners worldwide. But at the same notion, I'm a part of and help found the foundation for the state of PA. And it's recognized by the House of Representatives, it's recognized by Wolf, the Latino Caucus for the state of PA. And I was going to help one of the founding members and a part of it. And as well as I do my own stuff in the community, advocate and so on and so forth. So when it comes to especially our black and brown, I'm all on it. And he's right.
Well, I would love to introduce you to two people who are on the phone. And I know me and Rhonda will help you promote the show if you interview them. We got Supreme and Colonel Raymond Dickerson on the phone. They're both up your alley. So
How you doing?
I'm good. And it's funny y'all say that because I was just actually I'm in a little bit of everything. You know what I mean? I'm actually here in our town where we live at, being the third biggest city in the state of PA. It's not a lot of it's going through eugenification again for the fifth time. So born and raised, being that thing. Yeah.
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, so we all know, but I'm one of those that I don't follow to the beat of nobody. So I'm one of those that do what I got to do, and you know, to tell me I'm that radical. It's not that I'm radical, I just don't shut up and conform. But but you talk about the justice and the legal system, and I just wanted to touch on that real quick since we're all together. And I just want to make sure I have my facts right since you understand. Now, this is what I teach my people out here that I try to educate. The jail system didn't come into play till maybe about the late 1800s and 1900s because of the fact that they used to have rock quarries and they used to have the farms in the camps at that one time. And when they tried to separate the Irish from the black, that's when the jail system came. Because prior before that, there was magistrates and constables. The police came after the fact when they couldn't control. Am I right or wrong on that one?
I'm listening, but hello.
I'm listening. I'm here.
Okay, I missed you. But one thing that, as far as the criminal justice system is concerned, that I wanted to point out, and I looked at a documentary. I don't know if you heard of the documentary called The 13th. It's a Netflix documentary, and it pretty much outlines the premise behind the 13th Amendment. You know, the 13th Amendment did not necessarily free slaves. It actually sanctioned slavery. He said only time anyone could be deprived of life or liberty is if they committed a crime. So in these southern states, they used to get when it came time to harvesting, they used to pull these black people off the street for larceny, for spitting on the sidewalk, for dropping a piece of paper on the road, and giving these extended sentences so that they could perform the duties that was necessary to get the harvesters out the field. And then after the prison industrial complex got wind of this, they said, we could make money off this. So every time there's an issue in society, what they would do, okay, we got the war on drugs. Who did that affect mostly? Black people. That's why we just recently had criminal justice reform, where we said, okay, we got to do something about this sentencing disparity. You know, you had the war on drugs, the war on crime, the war on poverty. Everything is a war on something, but it always affects the black and brown communities. I strongly believe that we live in a society where we are not prosecuted by crime, but persecuted by race.
Absolutely, absolutely. The only reason I brought that up is because people don't realize that they, like you said, they pulled them off, they put them in the fields, they pulled them off and put them in the rock quarries, they pulled them off and put them on the railroad stations. But that's when they did it, and then what happened is, I can't remember exactly, but I know it had something to do with the fact of not being able to control them. But you know, they always consider a black man a third of a person anyway. So it just blows my mind because everybody's like, the legal system is not for us. It was never created to be for us. We were never created, never considered equal, regardless, even if you had a tone of skin. So I just wanted to make sure I had my facts straight since I'm talking to two people who served this country. And sometimes when you serve this country, you a little bit know more details that somebody else might not know.
Well, I think Valerie's aware, but I have a song out, actually a video. My name is Raymond Dickerson. If you Google Raymond Dickerson or Raymond Dickerson's Command and Control, one of my songs or one of my videos out there is Dixie. And Dixie is a metaphor that for actually discrimination that manifests itself through racial, social, criminal, economic, and religious prosecution. And it's a propagandized for political and economic gains. That's what we have going on in society now. Every issue is a racial issue that's used for propaganda to move forward an agenda specifically by our president. Build the wall. That's a racist chant to propagandize the threat of brown people coming across the border. So let's incorporate the drug element. Let's incorporate the criminal element. You know, El Paso and McAllen are two open borders along the Texas border, and they're the safest cities in the United States. But no one ever reports that. They report the fact that we need this wall. Most people that stay here in the United States overstay their visas. Those are most of the illegal people. They come through ports of entry. They don't come in across the border. That's the least likely way they are to come in. That's the least likely method drug users are going to use or drug lords are going to use to transport their goods into the United States. I just heard a story about a family. I read a story. It was the Stacker family. And they were from the biggest drug we got going on is the opioid epidemic. It's an epidemic because it hits white society. It's a crack problem and it hits the ghetto. But it's an epidemic, the opioid epidemic. And the Stacker family, they had internal memos saying that who to target, how to make this an epidemic. This is one of the richest families. They own the pharmaceutical company. Yes.
Hey, Raymond. So we got the guest on. I think that we do need to do a show on what you're talking about.
Do.
I do think we need to do that. Yeah, that was very interesting.
That was
definitely
really
a very, very interesting spin. It definitely did. But we have I guess what I will do now is go to a quick commercial break so we could have a proper introduction when I edit this. And, yeah, when we come back, we'll talk to today's guest.
Okay.
I hope I didn't botch your name up. I pray to God I didn't. But y'all know I'm known for that. But anyway, so let's go to commercial break. And when we come back, I'll open up for Mike. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Throughout history, there's always been the same question. How come black people don't seem to get further on the economic scale? This is a question with multiple answers. First, comes slavery. Second, not knowing our history. And last, not sticking together. There's a beautiful African proverb that we unfortunately seem to forget. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. This quote still stands for today. If we as black people want to get higher on the economic ladder, so where do we start? Well, by supporting black-owned businesses. Money is not the solution to our problems, but a tool to build our own economy. The time is now to support black-owned businesses. Black Economic Network, where black-owned businesses come together.
Head Media.
Big Media Worldwide. Stay tuned for updates.
It's the next
big thing
in the media and music industry.
All right, guys, you are listening to a big exclusive. My name is Valerie Denise Jones. The number is 929-477-1167. Again, 929-477-1167. I want to send praises up to everybody who is on the line. I appreciate you guys so much. I definitely thank you so much for stopping by, and I'm really, really excited about today's interview. I just want to quickly remind everybody who's on the line that if you have any background noise, please make sure that you mute yourself so that I won't have to, so that we can maintain the quality of today's show. because we're definitely going to share this everywhere, being that we have such an honored guest on today. So at this time, what I would like to do is go on and open up her mic. I appreciate her so much for stopping by. Hello, hello, Petit. Am I saying that right? I hope I am, but anyway, here we go.
Hello, Petit. It's Ati. That's capital F-A-T, lowercase I. How are you doing today? I'm sending you love all the way.
Good. Did you say Fati? Is that? I just want to make sure I get it right.
Fati.
Yes. All right, I have a little bit of an echo, so I hope I can hear you. There's a little tiny bit of an echo, so I'm going to do my very best, as I know you're calling far, far away, and I appreciate you so much for stopping by. So definitely, how are you feeling? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I'm feeling awesome. I'm feeling really great. I'm excited about what the things that I'm releasing this year and the different projects that I'm doing in 2019. I'm excited about my single that's currently out, L-O-V-E Love, and my new EP that will be out at the end of the year. Excuse me, the end of February. The name of it is Give Me More.
Yes, yes, yes. So I was able to listen and play your song, and also look at your pictures. You're very beautiful. You really are.
Thank you.
So I definitely want to say that. Definitely. So if you don't mind telling us just a little bit, I want to ask a few people. I just want to make sure it's not me. I got quite a few people on the board. I just want to poll them. Can you guys hear her clearly? Because I don't want to go too far, and then
there's some feedback in the background.
Some feedback, but can you guys make out what she's saying? Just a little. Anybody? I just want to make sure it's not my mic.
She sounds like she's in a distance,
far away,
or maybe on speakerphone or something like that.
Can we at least hear her? Okay. We'll do our best. I just want to make sure that we hear your answers. That's all, because we definitely want to make certain that, you know, we get the most from you in the time that we have with you. But anyway, I'm going to read a little bit just because, for audio purposes, a little bit from the bio that I received. I'm just going to read a few of the first lines, few excerpts from it, so that I can ask her to expound on it. But like I said earlier when we opened up, she's saying this is part of a double exposure media relations, and I appreciate Angela so much for this intro. And the announcement that I received is that they're proud to introduce the Liberian-born vocalist to the American music industry and general public. She's known for her distinctive vocal styling. The Exotic Beauty recently released her album, L-O-V-E, produced in Ghanaian based Mini Music Records, and that came out in December 2018. The album's title, single Love, immediately soared to the top of music charts in Ghana, where she currently resides, and became popular in nightclubs across Ghana capital. And so right now I want to talk a little bit more about what Afropop is. We have all these new genres that are kind of just popping up out of the ether, and I found that to be very, very interesting. I don't know if I'm just behind the times, but I absolutely love Afropop. Can you explain what that's like to be part of that genre?
Hello?
Pati, yeah, I think we can hear you.
Part of the genre, Afropop, Afrobeats. It originated from Africa, and I wanted to create music that was from, you know, from the motherland. So I'm excited to, you know, to actually produce all of my tracks in Abidjan. I produced all of my tracks in Abidjan. So it's really exciting.
Right. Yeah, and again, I want to congratulate you, but I see here that you're definitely no stranger to the music and entertainment music and entertainment industry, because you've got relatives in the industry, and I want to let everybody know that her relatives include acclaimed jazz vocalist and songwriter Cinnabella, and she's also known as the Bronze Villa Diva. Also, her great-grandmother was also a celebrated jazz singer and songwriter in the 1940s. So she's definitely from royal blood. And I'm really, really happy to hear that you definitely want to not only get your music out in America, but also Africa and around the world. So I'm really, really proud, and I congratulate you regarding your efforts. Again, I am trying to, I'm reading more from your resume because I'm not certain who can hear, so I don't mean to do that and to say things that I'd rather you expound on, but I do want to get the most out of this interview, and I want people to know, you know, who you are. So if I just repeat things, it's just for audio quality, okay?
Okay.
All right, and I also want to let people know that her social media is popping. She's on Facebook, she's on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. She's got quite a few pages. And also her video, please make sure, it's very colorful, very beautiful, but it's on YouTube, and it's called L-O-V-E. So I see that the L-O-V-E is an acronym for something. Can you share with us what that stands for?
No, it's not. It's just love. It's not an acronym for anything. It's just L-O-V-E, love. So it just means love. My song is about universal love. I wanted to create music that the whole world can relate to. And, you know, being in love with myself, I want to... it starts with yourself, you know. So once you love yourself, you can share love with the world. And so that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to create music that everybody can relate to, and somehow they can connect to. So that's the song is really about universal love. So that, like, if you look at the video, you see the love from with the mother and the daughter, love with music when I'm sitting next to the guitar player, love with my significant other, and as I'm walking into the water, a love of myself and love of God, love of the Creator.
Right. And I definitely also appreciate that, because we need more of that. This country, the U.S., is in a state of chaos, so we definitely need to spread as much love and get more people such as yourself to teach us that, because I think that, we've kind of lost our place and direction, our sense of direction. So definitely wanted to give you big ups. I think that your manager is on the phone as well. And again, for audio quality, I want to see, is there anything else that, because I think I can hear you better than I can hear her, that you'd like to say that we haven't touched on before I open up the lines and allow callers to love on her as well?
My EP will be out the end of February. I'm coming out with a new single. It'll be out very, very soon. Look out for that. The name of the song is called Queen, and it's for all of my queens out there. It's a song about inspiring, motivating, following your dreams and getting that paper and believing in yourself. I create music from the heart, from the soul. It's feel good music, and it's one of those albums that you can play from beginning to end and keep it on repeat. So it's really,
right.
it's really awesome. So, you know, make sure you guys follow me and to keep up with what I'm doing in the near future.
Right. Gotcha. And so, Michael, are you there? Are you with her?
Yes, I'm here. I can hear you.
Yeah, see, okay, so what I want to do, the goal I would like to accomplish, because I can hear her, but I just want to make sure that our listening audience can hear exactly the promotion, the way that you have parlayed it, how you want to put it out. So can you, in essence, give us a snapshot? Just, again, I just want to make sure that we get this message out. Can you tell us what you guys have got going on and how we can contact you, because I don't want to miss a thing.
I think Foxy, if you can hear her, can you hear her clear enough? Are you able to hear her?
Yeah, it's just really, really distorted, and I'm just scared that we're not going to get her story out. Okay. Well, I guess what I want to do then is if people, if the callers then, if they can hear her, maybe we could just keep it going and then allow our callers to ask her a few questions, and then we'll get the story out as much as possible. So we'll start. Rhonda Supreme, are you there? 609-922?
Yes, I'm here.
I can hear.
Hi. Okay, so we've got her on the line. I'll give each of you a chance to, again, love on her and ask her a few questions so we can just make sure that we get as much promo for her as possible. So do you have a question or comment you'd like to ask?
Well, I do have a comment. Well, first of all, my family, my personal family, I have a niece that is married to someone from Ghana, and then I have another niece that is married to someone from Liberia. So we plan on visiting Africa in 2020. We have a plan to bring many, I would say 10 to 20 family members over to the motherland. So I would love to meet you, definitely. Also, that being said, when would you be coming to America, to the U.S., for us to enjoy your music?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for your support. I would love to meet you as well. I will be out, and I think that it's really important for all of black people around the world to go back to the motherland and to get in touch with your ancestors, get in touch with yourself, and get more in tune, with God and God in you. I will be right now. I have a EP that will, I'm promoting my EP on February 4th. I'm doing a showcase that will be streaming live, and I'm going to be singing a few of my songs off my EP. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram. That's Love the Real Fati. Twitter, Official Fati One. YouTube, Fati Official. And you can download all of my music on all major download streams. And I will be actually after the showcase on February the 4th in Abidjan, I will be shooting my video Queen. And after Queen, I will be in the States, hopefully by spring, promoting my music and getting a tour going in 2000 and touring. And I'm also actually doing a concert with Kool & the Game in April in South Africa, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, that sounds amazing. We had Robert Bell, right, Valerie, not long ago on your network. Yes. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's nice. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I think we're going to take maybe five or six calls, because I definitely want to, like I said, do as much promo as possible. I want to, gentlemen, if you don't mind, start with the ladies. April. April actually, she has another radio show, and I will see if she has a space on her show to give you some more promotion. Rhonda Supreme does as well. She has a radio show out in Philly. So April, 484-764, you're live. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. And hi, how are you? You mentioned you do Afropunk, correct? That's how you doing? Thank you for taking time. Your music is Afropunk, correct?
Yes. Hey, Queen,
Afropop.
How you doing tonight? Well, today, I don't know.
Afropop. Okay.
Yes,
I know that they had, I know I heard about this years ago, and it's very, very refreshing. It's a collective of everything. And I know I hear in USA, in New York, they do a festival every year. So will you be planning to come out this way during that festival, or are you going to be trying to do your own tours, like Rhonda said? And what made you decide that type of craft of music to go into that field of music?
Well, as far as the festival, I will definitely look into it, and hopefully I will be. I'm expecting to perform in a few places. You have to keep up with me on my Instagram, on Love the Real Fosse, and on my social media, all my social media outlets, and I will let you guys know when, you know, I'm going to New York or going to Miami or wherever. But I wanted to, with Afro Pop and Afro Beat, I don't know. I love the music. I love the authenticity, excuse me, the rhythm of the music, so in the soul of the music, and I wanted to, because it's dear to me, I wanted to create music like that for others.
Okay, because it's more, I took it as more, like you said, right where you said, but I took it more as being yourself and getting back in touch and using the rhythm, and I took notice that's what it's about, and so, you know, it's a different kind of outlet for people of color. But the beautiful thing with people of color, we are the basis of everything. So it's a beautiful thing to see that you are taking a different approach to expressing yourself. So thank you for taking time to answer my question.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the music, it's still fresh, it's still new. It's it makes you move. I just wanted to give you some LOV love. You know, I just wanted to, you know, I wanted people to feel, you know, I wanted people to feel good about themselves, about themselves and you know, and feel good so they can, what they feel, what you're feeling is what you put out. So I wanted them to, you know, if you want to receive love, you have to give love.
Absolutely. Let me just finish it up so you can go on to the next person. And you know, when I took notice that us people of color, we always create something and they call it a trend, then it becomes a lifestyle. Do you see this type of music taking on a lifestyle as hip hop did?
Yeah, but you know what? Afro pop and Afro beats has been out for a while. I think that just America is just, mm-hmm. it's just they're late with it, but that's okay. I'm opening up the streams for it, so they'll be able to connect with it very soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Queen. Make sure you look out for my new single, Queen, and download my new.
Hello.
EP.
I definitely will. Hello.
Hi. Yeah, I'm already on air, so I'm just gonna bring you in on my line. So just mute your line, and then when I introduce you, I'll just open up your line. But you're actually on my line. I'll just bring you in that way. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. How are you?
You're still talking to April. Apparently, whoever was on the line hung up.
Okay.
That was
okay.
Valerie, I think. That was Valerie chiming in.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. I think we lost them. Okay.
Now, how would I pronounce your name again?
My name is April.
I know April, but is it Feisty on the line?
Feisty's still on the line.
Feisty's still the one.
Yeah. I have a question for you. While Valerie's doing what she's doing, I know Africa is a huge continent. I've been a fan of the music since Hugh Masekela, Jonathan Butler, and I also followed the stylings of Les Nubians, who actually started in France, but they originated in Chad with their style of music. Is your music similar to Les Nubians, or is it more to the Hugh Masekela or the Jonathan Butler style of music?
Now, Jonathan Butler, isn't he a gospel singer?
Well, he started off in pop, and then he gradually gravitated to the gospel side of things. And Les Nubians was out of France, and they did a lot of their work out of there. But they're a duo from Chad.
Okay, well, you know what? I feel that my music is original. I don't like to compare my music to anybody, any other artist, and say, yeah, I sound like this, I sound like that. But my stuff is pretty original. I believe I have my own sound.
And I appreciate that, because I always believe, don't try to be the next somebody else, be the only you. And in that industry, that's what's going to make you go forward. So just be the only you, do what you do. Don't try to be, Like I was growing up, I wanted to be the next Michael Jordan. My coach said, no, you be the next you. You the only you.
Exactly.
And that's what moved you forward in the industry.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Okay, so I wanted to tell you guys, what's going on. This is the craziest thing. So I thought I had a surprise for you, and it's Queen. She's Queen. She lives in Ghana. And I was trying to get her on my line, and I didn't realize my mic was live. I'm going to try and bring her in. So if you guys don't mind continuing the conversation, because that was my little surprise to you, but somebody or another got botched up. Because she can't get through on the radio show. So, is there anybody who hasn't spoken already? Supreme, did you get a chance? Or L.A.? I see you guys are on the line. I wasn't privy to the conversation, so.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hello?
Supreme, you guys want to introduce yourself while I bring in the queen?
Yeah, how you doing? This is Supreme, hip-hop artist. From Philadelphia, PA. I've been doing music for a long time, a little while. I just got hip to a friend of mine introduced me to K-pop, which is like the Japanese version of hip-hop. Now, is Afro-pop kind of like the African version of hip-hop?
Is Afro-pop the African version of hip-hop?
Yeah, like, you know, like a techno hip-hop blend with a lot of African overture.
Afro pop is like it's more like traditional with this decade.
Okay.
But
now also I know
what that sounds like with the Afro. You said that Afro.
K-pop is the Korean. K-pop is like Korean hip hop, and they rap real fast, but they rap in Korean, but it's like real techno. It's real fast. It's real energetic. The kids go nuts over it. So I was wondering, was Afro pop like a blend of hip hop, Afro African overture with some house and techno in it or something?
Well, you know, Afro pop is rhythm. It's like African drum beats and melodic sounds and, you know, really fresh.
Beautiful.
It's really a fresher sound.
Okay. And also, another quick question. I like funk and I love hip-hop, but I was wondering, you know, I know, like, African is really driven by the drum, like, you know, from the beginning of time, you know what I'm saying? Now, do you use like real drummers, or do you have the programmed drums, like the the machines, or the is it live drums and live instruments, or is it strictly the drum machines and the programs?
I use live instruments. Programmed, but most of them are live.
Oh, that's dope. That's real dope.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, so at this time, we'll spend our last few minutes and let's did I get everybody? I want to try all the mics. I had quite a few mics open, and we only have time for one more person. But, L.A., did you get a chance to talk to her?
Didn't get a chance to talk with her. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
All right, yes, and I'm very interested. Everything is new to me, and I'm very interested to find out what's going on the other side of the world, and thank you for coming.
Thank you so much. Well, right now I'm enjoying this beautiful 83 red. I just eaten AKA pepper sauce and fresh mangoes just came off. The tree fell off the tree. Just finished eating some fresh mangoes and freshly squeezed passion fruit. So it's a treat being over here.
Right. Thank you, LA, for that comment and question. At this time, I'd like to introduce you to the Queen. Welcome, Queen, to the show. How are you? You can go on if I mute your mic. I'm sorry.
Yes. Thank you so very much, you know. And this call is so, well, first and foremost, I want to give all praises to our Heavenly Father. I greet all of you in peace. And if our sister is still online, I want to say, Ghana, oh, say yeah. Ghana, oh, say Ghana, oh, yeah. Ghana, oh, yeah. Remember, it's the same. I'm speaking to our sister in the language. It's the same. If I try to say,
hello,
my friend, Rana, you there? I was asking you in the Kaba language how's everything?
Africa is great.
Oh, beautiful. I don't know if you recall, do you remember the Queen of Highland, Asabia Kopa? The lady that said, Wamaya, okay, I am the lady that used to sing with her, when, you know, and I also designed for Asabia Kopa. And we were the ones that performed for Nelson Mandela when he came out of jail. But I was just in Ghana, and I heard a lot about you, but I never had a chance to meet you because my schedule was very, very tight. I had to come to Ghana to cater for Lugate, Kenya, and United Nations. So now, when I come back again, and for all of the listeners, we want you all to know that this sister is so powerful. She's doing a great job, and I want everybody to please continue to encourage her in what she's doing. And I don't know if some of you are aware, but the year 2019 has been declared by the president of Ghana as a year of return for African Americans, you know, to return to Ghana. And sisters like her will be there to welcome you and sing for you and perform for you. But this is the year that the president of Ghana is, you know, honoring our people for, you know, selling our people into slavery. It's a sort of an apology, because it's also the 400-year celebration. So I'm encouraging every one of you all to please buy your tickets, prepare yourself, go. He wants to give you all citizenship. He also wants to give you all land. And when you get there, this beautiful musician is going to be there to perform for each and every one of you all. A people without a knowledge of where they came from is like a tree without no roots. So on that note, may God bless you all. May he keep you all. May he lift up his countenance upon each and every one of you all. Be gracious unto you all and give you all everlasting peace. Again, Queen Vida is my name. Peace. One of my contact information right now is my email is QVIVeganCuisine@gmail.com. QVIVeganCuisine@gmail.com. If you want to email me, it's VidaInternational2000@yahoo.com. And my black spot for now is QueenVidasVeganCuisine@blackspot.com. QueenVidasVeganCuisine@blackspot.com. Okay, we're working on my website on fixing some corrections right now, but right now you can just use the blog. My phone number, if you want to contact me, is 404-453-1686. And also, California, this is what's happening. Beyonce just put an article out promoting veganism. And for those that don't know, I've been a vegan for 43 years. I've cooked for people like Lugar, Virginia, Rossi Simmons, John Sally, Lugar. You know, the list goes on to the break of dawn. So what I'm saying is, let's all be mindful of what we're putting in our bodies. It's very important. We can have all the riches of the world, but when you don't have your health, It means nothing. And so I'm about to go on a tour, and California is one of them. I'm in contact with Beyonce's designer's daughter, who's arranging for me to do a tasting in California and other parts of California. So get ready. I'm coming. We're gonna just throw down, okay? I love you all so much, and peace and blessings. The sister that invited me to be on the show, thank you so much, and I love you.
Thank you. I'm getting feedback because I have you on my line. So, yeah, let's see what she says. And if you could, when you hear her talk to you, then unmute yourself. That way we can hear each
other. Okay, so should I put the phone on mute now?
Yes, put your phone on mute, and then I'll see what she says, and then unmute yourself as she's talking to you.
Make sure you tell us that Shashale, one way out of you.
Do you understand what she's saying?
Yes, Queen, I want you to say, hey, ooh, na, na, na. Hey, ooh, na, na, na. Can you say that for me?
Is that my queen on the line?
That's her, yes.
Wow, beautiful. My queen, we can do some distance, huh? When I come to Ghana, I'll be in Ghana in very soon, and we're going to do some big things, you know?
Okay. All right. Let's do it.
I can hear her.
She said, yes, let's do it.
Oh, beautiful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, she said she looks forward to it.
Yes. So ask her, do she know the U.S. ambassador to Ghana on diaspora? Because she is the one that's doing a lot. We're doing a lot together. U.S. ambassador to Ghana on diaspora, Dr. Erica Bennett.
You know him, Fatih?
Yes, I did. I look forward to seeing you in the near future. And it was a pleasure speaking with you today.
All right, Michael, I'm not certain what she just said,
she said it was a pleasure speaking to her.
She plans to meet him in the future.
Okay.
Yes.
She said she plans to meet him in the future, and she knows that it'll be very pleasant.
Gotcha. Thank you so much, guys, for that. So, Queen, I will make sure that I get Angelo's number, her phone number and information over to Angelo, so that he can then share it with Michael and Fatih, so that we can connect the two of you guys, because that's the whole goal of all of my shows, is to connect the dots. I am the Olivia Pope of radio. If you guys are familiar with the TV show Scandal, I am that minus the scandal. But that's what I do. I put people together, so it's an honor and a privilege to do that for you, Queen, and I hope that you guys do get a chance, to work together. I definitely hope that she gets a chance to sample your delicious vegan food and also wear your beautiful design. Yes, the one you designed for Whitney Houston was absolutely stunning.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So definitely, I want to, at this time, we are down to our last 2 minutes of the show. I have another show to do here in about an hour, so I just want to go and see if you guys have any words that you'd like to say. Fatih, do you have any final words you'd like to say to our listening audience, to the Queen, to those who ask you questions? I want to give you a final say and then go around the board and get everybody's contact information.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much. And I just want the Most High to continue to bless all of you and to keep up the great work, you know, because all we have is each other, you know. And if we don't take care of each other, who's going to do it? In the kingdom. Who's going to do it? You know? So, Stella, I said, I know she's singing and everything, but I want her to watch her diet, okay? You know, watch her diet.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Most definitely watching my diet. Most definitely.
Okay, so make that switch into plant-based, okay? Very important now. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I personally have lost, I've lost seven brothers and sisters. I've lost my mother. I've lost my father. You know? And so I do everything I can to encourage as many people as possible to take very seriously in what they eat. Because diet is everything, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Mallory, this is LA. I have a question for the Queen.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I heard her mention this is the year of the return, and I thought she said that this is the year that African Americans are returning to Guyana. What is your bloodline? It's not Guyana.
It's Ghana, West Africa.
Oh, right. But what if you're...
West Africa.
Ghana.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yes.
But what
yes.
if your bloodline is not of that descent? Will there be a problem or...
No, it's not that
everyone
deadline. First of all,
welcome.
We're going to change that word. It's lifeline, not deadline. Lifeline. You are welcome to come there. And what I want to say is I'm also connected with the president of Ghana. So... if you come and you need my assistance in anything, I have connection to the very, very top man in Ghana. Okay? So you don't have a problem.
Right.
You
I'm aware of what
the highest level.
With the farmlands and everything. Yes, I'm aware of the farmlands and everything that he's... I'm aware of what he's doing with the farmlands and giving them back to the people. But I just wondered if all of us were welcome... whether or not if we were the same bloodline or not.
Right, right. Let me mention something right quick to you. Do you know that Boris Kudos and Fetty top celebrities went to Ghana at the end of the year? They were there for the holidays, Christmas, and New Year. And the experience that the African-Americans had, our brothers and sisters had, is off the chain. And right now, they are talking about it, and they even ensued Michael J. White. They ensued him as a king. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so when you Google it, you're going to find out about, you know, their visit and everything and what they're saying. So I want you all to take this very seriously, Trinity, while you got it, because at some point, we must connect with our land, okay? We have to. We have to.
Yeah.
Our forefathers is depending on us to do that. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. So, guys, Pati and Michael, if you guys don't mind giving us your final words so that we go around the board and wrap today's show. And, Queen, hold on 1 second. I'll touch back with you. Pati?
Yes. Yes. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Love the Real Foxy,
Love the Real
Twitter at Official Foxy One, YouTube Foxy Official. My LOV Love is available on all major downloading streams. I have my second single will be out in a few weeks. The name of that one is Queen, and my EP will be out the end of February. And I appreciate all you guys' love and support. My EP is Afro Pop, Afro Beast with a touch of R&B. It's inspiring, it's sexy, it's smooth, it's feel good music. It's the type of album that you can play from beginning to end. You won't be disappointed.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Michael, do you have anything you would like to say before I go around the board and get final words?
No, I believe Fati summed it all up. We want you to support the project. She's an amazing talent, and you can look forward to her in the States very soon. And definitely go to her social media outlets, support, you know, her drive as a hard-striving African-American woman doing it from coast to coast. So we definitely will appreciate all the support you guys can lend us and offer us.
Yes, and again, because we can hear you clear, then we can hear her. Please repeat her social media for us, please.
Okay. My Facebook and Instagram is @LoveTheRealFati. My Twitter is OfficialFati1. My YouTube is FatiOfficial.
Yes, it is. Yes, ma'am. That's right. L-A is F-A-T-I. Yeah, that's how you spell it. So thank you guys so much. I appreciate you so much. I will definitely make sure I send the sound bites over to Angelo so that she can get a clip of today. So definitely want to turn that song that the Queen sang into a sound bite.
Okay, thank you so much.
Where the noise is coming from. But it's okay. Yeah, this was a wonderful show. Again, I thank you guys so, so, so much for tuning in. I definitely thank you I know it's extremely early where you are, Fati, and you just don't know. I appreciate you. I'm totally in debt to you because I think that you are 12 hours behind us, if what he said is correct.
Yeah, we're probably like
5 hours. I'm sorry?
It's only
11
o'clock here, 11 p.m.
Oh, 11 p.m. Okay, okay, okay. I thought he said you were 12 hours behind, so. Okay, yeah. Still super late, but I appreciate you. Yeah, it's like six where I'm at. I'm on the East Coast, and most of the callers today are on the East Coast. I mean, not East Coast, but Eastern time. So, yeah. Definitely wanted to make sure we took time out to support you and show you love. So thank you again. So I'm going to go around the board and get everybody's final words as we wrap up. And so, Queen, I don't know if you're there because I know that you're on a tight schedule as well.
I'm here.
Yes, ma'am. Are you there? Do you have any final words for Fati? And then I'm going to go to Rhonda and then just circle back to everybody before we wrap.
Oh, you said Supreme, right?
Continue, you know, taking and, you know, continue to just do that and also have the concentration, helps and keeping the youth involved. That's the fact that you're in a child in the wilderness, you know, and when they go, they will never depart away from their teachers. So continue to put that song in your heart, your soul, and everything, and as they grow up, that song is going to be a part of their lifestyle. Especially with all the positive words and everything, you know,
trying to scroll down, but Rhonda will start with you, and then April and LA, so ladies first, and we'll let the men chime in. And I apologize to everybody who raised their hand last minute. I can't get to any more calls other than those who already had a chance to talk. So Rhonda, had a few minutes.
Okay.
Do you have any final words?
I'll make it quick. I thank you, Val, for even allowing this to happen. This was a very inspirational show. I'm looking forward to hearing the music that comes from Fati. And also, I'm willing to support. I'll be there to support in any way that I can, definitely. So you can find me on social media, all social media. I am at Rhonda Supreme. So that's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And my show, On the Grind with Rhonda Supreme, airs Monday through Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. on freeagentradio.com. So if I need to have her music played or have an interview with her, just connect us, and I'll be willing to do that. Okay?
Yeah, I will definitely make sure I put the two of you together. I'll reach out to Angelo and let him know and see if we can't secure that interview for you. So
yes, peace and love.
Do that. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. All right, so I want to now go to April. I don't think we got your call letters, your information regarding your show. If you could briefly do that so that we know how to contact you and support you as well. April 202210. Did we lose April?
Yeah, she's at 478. Yes.
Wait, maybe I got the wrong one. So many numbers here. All right, so I'm not sure. All right, so let's keep going. All right, so I have a 407308.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, I wanted to ask Fati, you said you're based out of Ghana, right?
Yes, it is. Oh, hi, Maurice. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? I wanted to know about the music out there. I mean, even though I know you're based out of Ghana, but you're originally from South Africa, has any of the music been affected by the EFF situation going on out there in South Africa?
By the who?
By the EFF situation with Julius Malema. Basically, he's trying to get the land back out in South Africa for the blacks. And, you know, as far as, like, are musicians supporting that?
Well, I'm actually not based out of Ghana. I'm not in South Africa. I'm actually in West Africa. I'm in Abidjan.
Okay.
But there are big labels in those countries. I believe Universal, Sony, all those, there are big labels that are out there.
So I'm saying, as far as like on a political note with the musicians out there in Africa, are they being influenced also by the EFF movement?
I don't live there, so I really can't speak on that too much, because I'm unfamiliar with that.
Okay, yes, no problem.
Mr. Duncan, yeah, she's not. Mr. Duncan, at this time, if you don't mind giving your contact information so that we know how to you.
At the Mo Factor on Instagram, themofactor. Same.
Thank you.
Twitter.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we got Colonel Dickerson and Supreme. If you guys don't mind giving us your contact information and your final words.
Yes, hi. This is Colonel Raymond Dickerson. I'm the leader of the Motivational Music Movement. My songs that I write and produce are informative, inspirational, and insightful. My website is raymonddickerson.com. That's RaymondDickerson.com. Or you can search me on any search engine at Raymond Dickerson's Command and Control. What I want to say to the artists is to stay true to your music. And you define the role, and don't let the role define you. And in closing, we had a lot of queens today, but I got to pay homage to our king, Martin Luther King, in celebration and keeping the dream alive. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Supreme, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'd like to say my name is Supreme the Resurrector. My Twitter is Supreme, S-U-P-R-E-E-M. DR, and everything else is Supreme the Resurrector. Website supremeandthenewexperience.com. I'd like to say, keep making good music. Keep making good music and keep it pushing, and hope to see you on the road real soon. You know what I mean?
Yes, thank you, thank you. All right, guys, I think that is everybody. If not, speak up, please, because there's a lot of mics open. And a lot of stuff going on in the background. I think this is going to be the perfect time for to segue into our final thoughts. But did I miss anybody? Going once? Going twice?
Oh, that's me. No. LA. This is LA.
Hey,
I want to. I heard her say that her. I heard her say that her album is going to be released in February. Will it be released in the United States at that same time? And if so, I will most definitely support it and spread it out on social media. I am LA Kaiser on Facebook. I am LA on IG. I am Kaiser on Twitter.
Thank you. So Fatih, I'm not certain. When it's released in February, did you say that it will be released here in the U.S. as well?
Yes, it will be released around all over.
All
over. All
over.
You can, my EP and my singles will be you can available to download on all major downloading streams.
Okay. All right,
thank
so LA, what I'll do is I'll forward you her social media information, and also that'll be something else that I make sure to attach to tonight's audio. So I want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to support her and share her information as well as her downloads and photos. So at this time, what I've got to do is wrap today's show. Again, you tuned in to Big Exclusives. I'm Valerie Denise Jones. It's getting chilly in here, guys. I hope you stay warm. I hope you really, really, really enjoy today's show, and also consider joining me in about 45 minutes for my other show. I have another show on another platform called Media Fury. So definitely, the number is 515-605-9376, 515-605-9376. This number, because we will be here every Tuesday and Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Hopefully that's already locked in your phone, already locked on your calendar. We're already sketched everywhere you can possibly put us. Tuesday, Friday, here, this network, 929-477-1167. Raymond Colonel Dickerson and Supreme. This Friday, we're going to have NFL player Rod Smith on with us. We're going to talk football and the Super Bowl with Judge Joe Brown. So make sure that you stay tuned, and hopefully Colonel Dickerson, your friend, will be available so we can get into a very, very heated and much-needed discussion. Look at that, Supreme. I'm rhyming. Look at that. I'm going to be a rapper. You guys have a great rest of the night. This has definitely been a pleasure. Thank you again to today's guest. I appreciate you so much. I love your life, and I definitely want to show you as much support as possible. And I hope that everybody heard every single word that you said. And thank you so much for everybody who poured in and showed love. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to stop by, because I know this is very impromptu. This is not our normally scheduled hour, but I appreciate you just the same. All our international callers, thank you so much. People in the chat room, as well as those on social media, please make sure that you share this episode, because we want to make sure that we support her as much as possible. Thank you to Michael and to Angelo. Thank you guys so much. All right, guys, I will see you in about 45 minutes. Colonel, get your speech ready for Media Fury. Thank you so much for the constant support. I appreciate you guys. I'll see you on the other side. Good night. God bless. Stay prayed.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good
night.
Good night. Good night.
Thank you for inviting me.
Give me a J.
Yay.
Give me an O.
Oh, all
give
right.
Me an A.
Yay.
What's that spell? Yeah. What's that spell?
Yeah.
What's that spell?
The Judge Joe Brown Show, presented by Valerie Denise Jones. Uncensored truth with a legal twist. Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 929-477-1167. Or visit MissValerieDeniseJones.com for details.
Let me bid you good night.